Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kay Thompson Live Show. It's that time again on a Wednesday evening at the 8 to 9 p.m. hour at the blogtalkradio.com website, blogtalkradio.com/Kay Thompson Live. If you've gone to those places, yeah, then you're at the right place and you're at the Kay Thompson Live Show. My name is Citizen Payne, also known as the son, Eric Payne, and we're doing a part two. First, here's the lady of the hour. Here you are. Your name?
Kay Thompson, everyone. Welcome to Kay Thompson Live once again. We are now continuing with the tribute to my daughter, Lisa, not Lisa, Gina Payne Scott, who passed away in Bermuda and a few weeks ago. And the family is doing a tribute to her, continuing. So we'll find out. They're going to be talking on the air, and I think it's going to be Dallas Scott and Gabriel Scott and maybe Brian Scott and, of course, Brian Scott and any other person that wants to pay tribute to Gina. And we will be doing this every week for a couple more weeks, I think. And we're also going to be dealing with some major issues. During the week, you can also tune into Kay Thompson Live. We'll be talking about a number of issues on the air. So, shall we go to the first, see if Brianna's ready, or what? Eric?
Let me see. You can continue to talk while I'm getting them on the phone.
Yeah, okay. All right, we're trying to get this all set up. It's all set up and ready, and I know they are waiting for us here in New Jersey, and we're trying to get to Brianna Scott family in Bermuda. Okay, Brianna, are you there? Phone is ringing.
Hey, Bree, how you doing? It's Uncle Eric and Nana calling, you know.
Hi, guys. How are you?
All right. Good. How you doing today?
We're here. Delgate and my dad, we're all here.
Okay.
Yes, say hi.
Hey, Uncle Eric.
That's Gabriel.
Hey, Gabe. How you doing, Dale?
Nana.
Hi. Gabriel.
Hi.
Who?
My dad says
hi. Hi, Brian. Hi, Gabriel.
Hey.
Hi, Dallas. Hi, Brianna.
Hi.
Boy.
Nice to hear your voice
again.
Yes,
good to hear yours. I understand it's cold there.
It's freezing, actually. Oh.
Freezing. Freezing in Bermuda.
It is. It's freezing. It's actually, what was the temperature last night?
It was 54.
54 degrees right now.
Oh,
in Bermuda.
Would
I know that sounds a lot better to what you guys are. Yeah, anything under 70 degrees is absolutely ice cold. Right now, earlier today, I walked outside just to go to my bike, and I thought I had enough jackets on. But even before getting on my bike, because the wind's blowing also, it's colder than actually 54, so that's just, you know, it just feels, the real temperature must be in its 40s. And then imagine when you're riding a bike.
Oh, wow.
Riding a bike, yeah.
Well, you know what the temperature is here?
What is it?
Guess. Give me a good guess. It's cold.
Negative 15?
No, 34.
Negative 34.
No way. Yeah. There's ice, yeah. There was some snow before, but not many, because there's still, a little bit of snow on the ground. But it feels like it's going to snow again. And we had a lot of snow here in, where we are here in Montclair, in New Jersey.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it's nothing. It's nothing to Bermuda. Bermuda is wonderful.
But when you're climatized, when your temperature is used to a certain temperature,
yeah,
when your body is used to that, to what it's around a lot, not the best when it just drops out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like we're used to 80s and 70s. But we also have a winter. A lot of people don't know that we're subtropical. It's not just like the Caribbean. It's hot all year. We have, we're in winter also. So this is crazy to us. Dropping down to 50-something, it's just like unheard of.
Yeah, 50, yeah. But please, 30? 30s here, and actually it was lower than that a few days ago.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that we're not in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're in the Atlantic Ocean, and right off the coast of South Carolina. So
uh-huh.
It's not down there with all the other islands.
Yep. Okay, so it's not really in the Caribbean. Then what would you say?
No, it's not Caribbean at all. Everyone loves to argue that. That was a heated argument. Or discussion in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Talking about Bermuda in the Caribbean, right? Just, no, it's not. Well, it is an island now. It's not in the Caribbean. Yeah, I know. We're from there. We're from here, I mean. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. No, it's Barbuda. And that's what they also confuse us with. And that's who they confused us with when it was that big hurricane.
Yeah, and where is Barbuda from there?
Barbuda is down by...
near South America, right?
No, is it Turks and Caicos?
Somewhere
down there by, below Florida.
Yeah.
We're up next to North Carolina. So,
uh-huh.
Anyway.
So, hey, it's Uncle Eric. I'm chiming in from the kitchen.
Eric is chiming in from the kitchen here.
Listen.
We're in two separate rooms.
That's because I'm eating something. But just, so you guys consider dual citizenship? You guys?
We do, yeah. We all have dual citizenship. We have American passport and British. You have a different passport than me. You have the Bermuda passport, which means the same thing. My passport is slightly different, but we all have dual citizenship, American and British. British meaning Bermudian because the British overseas territory.
Mm-hmm.
Commonwealth. Yeah.
So it's Canadian, it's British, right?
Say it again, Eric.
It's British, right, Bree?
Pardon? Yes, it's British. It's a British overseas territory. It's the Commonwealth from the UK. So you can either have a British passport. That's a Bermudian one. It literally says on the top of the passport, the maroon color, says British passport, and it says Bermuda. It has a Bermuda crest that's on our flag. And or you can apply for the UK one, which my mom helped me get, which is, it says United Kingdom and European Union, Southern Wales, Scotland, Southern Northern Ireland, or something like that.
Wow.
Inside of my passport says British citizen. But okay. Since you're a British citizen, that means you're part of Bermuda. Bermuda is owned by Britain.
And did you have to apply for American one, or was that were you already American one because your mom was American, right? How does that work? I forget.
We accept American money and Bermudian money, so I don't know what that's about. But as well as I kind of do, but I don't know why we don't accept British pound, but we accept American money because of our relationship with the U.S. that we developed way back when we were trading tobacco with them, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that relationship. So we have some of the best of both worlds, I guess you could say. But, yeah. So, anyway. So what would you guys like to talk about today?
What events do you guys have coming up? And what kind of... I know that your mom was doing was going to do that show, but I know she was talking about doing another show, right?
Oh, she has so many ideas about doing shows. She used to have the Onion Trail, which was which I was on.
Yeah.
And my friend, I think Madonna was on it at some point.
Yeah.
It was, that was like years ago. That was when I was probably like, I don't know, like five or six. So yeah, about 22 years ago, that was
The Onion Trail.
That was a really popular show, actually. It was about, I don't know, my mom would take us on trails, on walks, and, you know, like, she called it the Onion Trail, because Bermudians are called, it's like the nickname for Bermudian would be an onion, because we used to export onions. We grew really sweet, natural onions here, so they nicknamed us, like, onions, and so my mom made that the title of the show, The Onion Trail. And I just remember the main thing I remember about is the beginning of the show, us all sitting on this, like, some of, like, bleachers, and my mom's, like, in front of the kids. Her favorite thing, of course, is my mom and kids are just, like, it's just a strange connection. So she's in the front. She's in front of all of us. We're all standing there because everyone, you know, all of us are just looking at her. She's doing all these, like, different movements. She's saying, okay, are we ready to go on the Onion Trail?
Yeah,
I was like,
right.
All right, let's go. And everyone, I just remember seeing a clip of my face sitting there. And just all the kids in the audience, and I'm just all excited. And then we're all walking behind my mom with their arms and everything all, like, waggling to the side. And my mom, we're following my mom. Wherever we were going, I don't know what. I think she would take us on field trips to go around to different places around Bermuda to learn about the aquarium, Crystal Caves, my dad's saying, and different tourist spots, but also learning about the ecology, I guess, of Bermuda and stuff. She's getting, you know, just information, getting information out to the kids, and before his time, I feel like, because that would have been still on.
Yes.
Because that's now what they're trying to recreate.
I love that idea. I remember that big turtle. It was a
tortoise at the aquarium?
Yes.
Of course, yeah, and then the alligator.
Oh, my God,
which my mom just flipped on that banister right next to the alligator on the opposite side, right?
Yeah.
I hope so. But, yeah, that's you know that picture, Nana. I'll have to send it to you because
that's
a reference. But, talking about shows, my mom recently did a show. It's a talk show, kind of like The View.
Uh-huh.
She helped name the show, the Tea Talk Show.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a contestant kind of thing. They tried to make it like you're in the running, being selected for the show, and she got narrowed down. And then I was down to four or five people. She got down to the last round, and they ended up picking I think they wanted more of a Caribbean thing, which is, you know, Jamaicans and island people or something. That was the last show that she was working on, but she had different concepts for different shows. She helped my brother Gabriel from that show get a job working with the film crew.
Uh-huh.
And so we go down and work with the guy's named Lamone, and he would help behind the scenes do the backstage setup and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
From that show, yes. So that's a really good thing that came out of that. Gabriel got a really good experience from that. And she wanted to do a tech talk thing with cooking, and I mean, so many. There's a lot. There are a lot of different shows.
I understand that on that cooking show, she was going to include me.
Yes, she wanted
cooking.
To. Probably, of course, she would want. She would need you, and talk about any show, you would be the co-host.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Me too.
Yeah.
My mom really wants to do that.
But she didn't want me to cook.
She was really into doing her vlog. Her vlog. The video vlog. And yeah, so she, that's why there's so many videos of my mom walking around interviewing people every and anywhere and talking to the roosters. And, do you guys see that video of mommy recently of when she's walking around the bed?
She was a good show host.
We'll actually show you guys that video. It's just because Christy just showed me that video, actually, when we were there recently. It's so funny because I hadn't seen that in so long. My mom had this page, has this page of her fitness journey.
Uh-huh.
And so she would always, like, be on walks, like, on the way to the gym, and she was talking about she's late to the gym, and she might miss the class because she was talking to the roosters. And as she's in walking down the street, and she's recording herself walking, some guy's walking up, some guy and his wife or someone, I think, Mr. Medeiros, like, as she's going right past Falters around there, she's like, someone's like, hi, Gina, are you videotaping? She's like, oh, hi, Mr. Medeiros, say hi, like, she just puts this guy. But that was probably, like, the thing that was really going well. I mean,
yeah.
The video, I'm sure it was of my dad recording her. Always at my dad.
Yeah, in the
beginning. Gabriel taking all these pictures and videos. There's so many videos on the tape, and I loved it because it was just, it's my mom. She doesn't,
mm-hmm.
she has no shame.
Yeah.
At all.
That's a good TV, that's a good show host.
All these videos, Anna, because I don't know if you can get them. I'm sure you can. It'll be easier when I send them to you.
Yeah,
I'd like to get them. There are so many, but that was probably like, I think that is a show in itself.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. We have a lot of those. And I saw recently they have some lady is I didn't know her name, but I can't really go on my mom's Facebook really yet. I sometimes just go on it because I need to something.
Yeah.
But recently when I just quickly went on there just to go on her page, just to see her page. One of the last comments was this lady heard of what happened, and she decided to donate to it's either a charity or a scholarship. I forget which one it is because I got off the page quick. But it was, I don't know what it was, but she sent this link out for people to, because she knows how my mom is, what my mom lived for, what she's about, and everything that she, what she means,
uh-huh.
My mom actually even means as a person. She sent the link out. She's like, I just heard of this, so I just donated this to this charity or this scholarship. I'd have to go back on it and look, but I'm not going to do that right now. But yeah, it's really nice that, from just people, a lot of people that haven't seen my mom a long time, because my mom lives here with us in Bermuda, they would see my mom's updates on Facebook and her progress and her fitness journey or her doing the splits down at the beach or, just seeing how she is and all that. So people were able to still see how that my mom remains the same as she is, as she always has been, living life to the fullest, caring, love, peace, happiness, joy, comfort from us, So I guess the lady, she hadn't seen her in a while. She wrote something and said, I feel like I should donate to this place because in honor of my mom.
Sure.
So that was nice to see that. But like I said, I can't really go on to Facebook that much. I want to show you guys all the videos and stuff. But, I guess there's going to be time for that.
Yeah.
Whenever
you're ready.
Whenever
you'd like to share, we will share with you with the people listening. And okay.
Right.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Because it would
and,
be to Gina.
Yes, and I've just been sending my mom WhatsApp messages, just updating her. But I also speak to my mom every day anyway. So she's, literally. I know my. Like, people have different beliefs and whatever, but my mom and I believe is exactly this. She would be, she is right now. She's here right now. She's okay.
Yes, she is.
I hear her voice really every day, and I feel like maybe that's why my mom and I, my mom's close to Dallas, Gabriel, my dad, like, and even other people's children, but she's, imagine if she's close and affected that many people. Imagine what she's done with us and for us and with us and what she's still doing right now. So, every single day I hear my mom's voice. I remember the song that she sings. I don't know so many songs, but like in the morning when I first wake up. That's the hardest. So it's like, you know, those, not that, not the jumping on the giant.
What happened? What happened?
I know you. Oh my God! Yeah. Yeah. Well, I haven't thought of that in a while.
What?
Like I was thinking about the other one. Take your glory, glory ride.
Who is that talking now?
She would sing that one, but for her to go to sleep, when I was younger, she would sing a song about
your mommy and daddy's baby, you know.
Yeah, I love all of them.
Yeah. She's there. She's still here.
Yeah. So, when we can get to the part where we're actually looking at the videos and stuff, my dad, Dallas Gabriel, and I were cracking up with a few of these videos the other day that my dad has on his computer that, like I said, I can't really go into anything other than it's on my phone, on my dad's computer. my dad was explaining on my mom forced my dad to videotape her, you know, talking about, you know, just her fitness journey. And, you know, how, like, the next, you know, what she's doing and the next thing she's, I don't know what she was really trying to think. She never really got through to it.
Hi, everyone. I'm not the best cameraman or photographer, but Gina would have me because Dallas was not here, and Gabriel or Brianna. So she needed to get this done, so she would call me and beg me to film her. And I know what's going to happen, because if you don't get it right the first time, it's going to be 5 or 6 more times to try to film her. So this one time we were doing it, and she was in the room, and she had the camera all put in position, all correct and stuff. She had some background music. It was done by one of Dallas's friends in high school, from high school. Good music, but it was too loud, and everything was going okay until she moved and had to turn down the volume on this background music. And I thought she said to me, keep the camera on me. I was keeping it on her. So when she moved to go to turn off the music down a little bit, it was other stuff that got in the camera, but I put the camera right back in the same position. So as she's going back into her position, she must have noticed either my face or the camera wasn't in the exact position. And she was on point. She was talking, and then she noticed something. She said, and then she paused and had this look on her face. She didn't want to get mad at me, but she tried to just hold it. And she was looking at me saying, Brian, you didn't get all that stuff in the camera. And I'm trying not to talk. I don't want my voice on this video and any nothing. And she was going on, and she had this look. And then she says, because you know, we're going to have to film this all over again. And then she started going through this long explanation of why. And I said, Gina, this is exactly why I don't want to be the cameraman. And my children, they saw it because they knew exactly what was happening at that point. Because Gina is the type of person where she has to tell you a story. Don't interrupt her, because she's going to go right back to the beginning. Oh, yeah. And then go back to the beginning and tell you it, and she will get the story up. I said, man, this is going to be wonderful. So it was that. It's so many things, And, you know, it's another day. And we're just, you know, remembering. And you know, it's just... it's just, you know, something we're just trying to deal with, because, you know, she was a free spirit that was just involved and everywhere with everyone, you know, and especially us. I mean, you know, we had the most time with her, so, you know, in her room and all her stuff. chocolate chip with ice cream with chocolate sprinkles and the red candies and don't take it. Oh, man. And then, you know the children, Brianna, okay, the Dallas, Gabriel, and where are they? Of course, you know, we're all here right now. We're handicapped right now. We're having to learn how to deal with this condition right now. So, and you know, it's helping, you know, us having these discussions. But, you know, it's when it goes quiet, you know, because we're all thinking. We're all individually thinking, and you too. I know it, and it's just something, you know, we just can't figure this out. But we have so many memories. I mean, you know, riding her bike, the pedal bike. She has to take her camera, and of course she has it on her camera, but she fell down on the bike, and she was going over the speed bump. And then she comes back home. I said, what happened? She said, how you fell on the bike? And they just saying because she was filming herself, you know, because the water, she saw the water and stuff, but, you know, she got this scar on her shoulder. Oh, man.
Yeah,
but she's doing her vlog, you know, she needs to add that, and that's on the vlog. I don't know, but she fell off the bike, you know, it's on there. And then the other one, when she fell on the bike, going to Uncle Turner's campaign thing, and the roads were wet.
Yeah.
And then she's in the hospital, and I see a picture of her with the thing, you know, it was her hand, keeping her hair straight and stuff, and she's filming herself saying,
what?
Hey, you guys, I'm okay. I said, Gina, why did you want to tell that people see that?
I know.
Man, so, she is.
Yes, she's present.
Yeah.
She's present. And she's laughing.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, and again, my cooking, you know, she was my go-to person to taste it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, every time I cook something, you know, she was the one before, go to the children. I said, okay, that's it. No, let's go and we'll cook. And he was happy to taste the food, you know.
I'm happy with her.
Yes.
I meant to ask you this. My mom, so there's a video my dad showed me of my mom the other day, of them in my mom and dad in the kitchen. You know, my dad has, like, all these, my dad grows, like, his own seasonings, like his own thyme, his own parsley, rosemary, broccoli, watermelon. Mommy's, you know, would help my dad with that, the gardening out in the back. And my mom loves the eggplant. She loves that eggplant. And so she had a video of one day she was in the kitchen. My dad was cooking something, and they were picking the, you know, going in and outside, getting the vegetables from outside to come back inside. But then she says, just talking about, this, oh my gosh, it tastes so good. Well, you know, my husband Brian cooks this, and it's so good, it tastes so good, I love it. And then she's like, and there's this frog. And my mom, so everyone knows that I have a phobia of frogs and lizards. And they actually infest the island. They're everywhere. And so, we don't coexist. So that's the thing. No, we don't. And my mom knows that. I've had to wake my mom up in the middle of the night because I saw three tiny little mini tree frogs right by the door. And mommy got up, and she doesn't like them either, but she she got the broom, and she got them out. What? What do you mean?
Lots of times she'll miss them.
What do you mean she'll miss them? Where? Inside or outside? Oh, so did you get them all? So listen, But did you get them out? Okay. So listen, this is the thing, because mommy slipped up, and she said, And she's on the video. She's like, oh, yeah, this tastes so good. My husband cooks this. I'll show you the garden outside. And that's where the frog is. Outside, I thought that's what she was saying. Right? And then so she's, as my mom's walking outside with the camera, she stops. She sees a picture of a collage of me, actually. It's like, oh, this is Brianna, and this is, you know, she's going through all the pictures that she's made, this collage with me for my 16th birthday. And she was looking, and she's like, okay, this is Brianna, and this is actually got sidetracked as she passed the picture. Then as she's going outside, she's like, okay, so now I have to go show you the frog that was in Brianna's room. So what was that about? There was a frog in the room, Daddy? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is it true?
Is it true?
Did you see, did you know that?
No,
I didn't know. Okay, and that's another thing. My mom told my brothers and my dad to lie to me one time. And that sounds so unnatural saying the word lie, because my mom did not allow us to say the word lie in the house growing up, ever. We're still not allowed to say it. Sorry, Mommy. We're still not allowed to say that word. So when a few years ago, I was coming back home. I was coming back home, and I went in the living room. My mom and I were in the living room, and I don't know how it came out, but I think I must have just asked Dallas, and Dallas was just like, yep. I was like, Dallas, has there ever been a lizard in here? Just because I just asked, I always have to ask that because we live next to the trees, and you know. And I was just like, Dallas, has there ever been a lizard in here? He's like, yeah, I just had to get one out for the day or something. And my mom's face, you could just see fire everywhere around her. And she was just like, Dallas, I told you not to say, I will never forget this. And I was like, and my whole body just went ice cold and goosebumps everywhere. It was just horrible because she knows that I will move out of the house. Literally, and I went so close to doing that. I think I went, I think, with my friend. Right, they are, but I mean, that's why Mommy did not want me to ever know. Wait, but Daddy, there was a frog back there? Because my mom was saying in the video. Exactly. Well, sometimes they leave these windows open. But they leave those. We got to leave those windows open. But anyway, sorry. Sorry about that. In the video, she said that. So I was always wondering what she was talking about. After I saw that, and I think that's why you wanted to cut off the video, Daddy.
No. She was more afraid of
it. She didn't like a lesson. You know what Mommy also said? She said, and I was like, well, how would you say that? Like, she said that, you know, so outside, Nana, you remember, I don't know if you, yes. Yeah, you've been here. So you know how when you're coming into my house, there's a big white gate.
Yeah.
And you have to unlatch the gate to come down the steps come into the house.
Right.
Uh-huh. And my mom and I were talking in the room the other night.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking about, so like, Mommy, just why do they even exist? Like, you know, just talking about it. I was like, why are they like this? And then we just got to talking about it for a little too long, and I don't usually like to talk about it. And she was like, but why, where they are? Like, you know, why, like, and she said, she happened to say myth. And she said, why right on the switch thing? Like, right when you, why right on the latch? Like, you know, you put your hand right over it and at night you can't see. I was like, Mommy, what? And I freaked out. She was like, and she put her hand in her face, like, oh my God, no. I was like, was it there, Mommy? Was there ever a frog right there on the latch? No. And she and I were screaming in the room. Thinking about this, I was like, Mommy, are you kidding me? They're like on the latch before you get down, and then now of course I have a problem every night because my dad has to come out and be there at the door when I come home, and my mom knows that added to it. She feels so bad because now I can't just come home and open the, you know, the latch because. Well, I did. So now, when it's cold outside, I feel a little better because they disappear. They disappear, and I don't know where they go. I don't want to know. I don't want to know where they go.
Gina's presence, Brianna.
Okay.
Brianna, Gina's presence.
Yeah, so she, you know, she protects me from that.
Her presence is still there.
She jumped up, and she got three out of that because I was standing right in the middle of the hallway. And Mommy jumped up. She was like, Brianna, where? Yeah, and that's the thing. My mom will be out in the garden all day, and she keeps the door wide open. And that's why when I come home and I see the doors wide open, I know Mommy's in the garden somewhere. And so I'm like, listen, I know you did not have this door open this whole time.
Yeah.
Please tell me, because then my mind starts to wander and I start searching for things, and it's not a good, not a nice story. But I'm going to come and leave because I won't stay.
But listen, I want to fill people in who are listening in. I'm telling the people listening in to you, this is Brianna, Dallas, Gabriel, Brian, and anybody else here?
And Dallas.
I said Dallas Gabriel. Brianna. And
Brian. It's my dad, Brian.
Yeah.
Dallas Gabriel.
Yeah.
And me.
And we're talking about.
Daughter and my mom's husband.
Yeah, but we're talking about my daughter, Gina, and her. Living in Bermuda, okay? And as you know, that we are celebrating her life and to talk about such a wonderful person that she was. A little bit on the strange side.
strange side.
But anyway, she was my daughter, so I guess you had to be a little bit fun. But what about David, Dallas and Gabriel? What do they have to say about Gina?
Yeah, so Gabriel actually just had gone on a trip to California with my mom about 2 months ago. Gabriel will tell you a little bit about that.
One story.
Hi, Gabriel.
Hi, Nana. Just over 2 months ago, my mom and I went to California just as a trip because it was eventually going to take us all on like one-on-one trips. And when we went out there, there was this time where we were coming back from a party that we had just been to, and my mom and I stopped up at a store, and it was like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. We're just in the store just buying all these snacks. And she's like, Is that enough? And it's like, I'll take this as well. And she kept looking for her certain candy that she likes, which is Take Five. And they didn't have it. We went through the entire store just looking for it. She's like, this is the candy aisle, Mom. Like, it's going to be here. She's like, no, but what if it's over there? What if this? And so we went through the entire store, and there was, like, only one person, like, working because it was in the morning sometime. But, she was determined to find them, which she...
Take five.
Yeah.
Did you mention
so my mom was a vegetarian.
Okay.
Is a vegetarian, but... She was a vegetarian for like 2 years. 2 years? Yeah. She was a vegetarian for 2 years. She would say 2 years if you asked her. But when we went on this trip to California, she broke it because she had to get her specific Subway sandwich with them. Provolone, everything. She has her specific sandwich that she has to get from Subway if she goes out to America ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She would get it every day if she could.
Yeah, and sometimes she can check it every time. She says, go to fish.
Yeah. And then she'd blame my dad. Like, you didn't tell me it was chicken. I thought it was fish.
Yeah.
But okay, sure.
There's a difference between fish and chicken.
Yeah.
She ate that. She enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Now, a story when he was the music for her dad's reply.
Or whatever you want.
In the sink in the kitchen.
I think I kind of remember being sick in my Claremont.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And
I can't remember
that particular house. I remember. No, no,
you, Mom.
Reminded me that Gina had co-hosted. Eric was saying that, remember that Gina had co-hosted with me when I was on the radio and, you know, doing television,
oh, yeah,
remember?
WLIB?
Yes. And also, what is the television station? I forget which. Oh, down in South Jersey. I forgot, New Jersey Network or something like that. But anyway, and she was really very funny. As a matter of fact, so many people have asked about her, you know, and commented on it because she remembers that they remember Gina, you know. And Wayne Gilman, especially as the news director, had calls about her. So Eric, you're perfectly right, you know.
Just know when we would sit down and watch TV late at night, she'd have her whole plate like it was a plate of food of different like Devil Dogs and Tasty Cakes and Yankee Doodles, get all set up to watch some TV, boy. Sit there watching Twilight Zone.
That's right. And she told me, actually, when growing up, when you guys would get home, Eric, like, say you guys are all out together or something, and when you guys get home, you'd have to run into the living room and sit down and say, I get what I want to watch.
That's right.
Or I say it as we can.
That's right. You are a commander of the remote control. You have all powers. And if you leave the room,
run in and say it so fast you can.
If you leave the room, if you leave the room, you could deem those powers to whoever you want. If you're going to the bathroom, I could say to those guys, okay, Gina gets to watch what she wants to watch till I come back. And you have to come back, you know, you couldn't be gone all day.
Yeah,
if you were trying to be
then, I guess.
Sometimes those guys would try to break the rules and be gone all day, be gone for 4 hours or whatnot. It's like, yo, you can't come back and reclaim your television rule, you know. we even wrote down rules. We wrote down rules and put them on the refrigerator.
Yeah, there's so much to say. Really don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, mommy.
What are you saying, Bri?
My dad was saying, like, she's always the last one to the house. to get in the car because she just didn't always need to. She, I don't know. She would need to run back in and, you know, check something, get something, forget this.
Always had a bunch of stuff.
Or oil or you know, the bandana. She refused to call us cats.
She refused to call her what?
Oh my gosh, that's huge. Oh my gosh. Oh yeah. Always, like, if she needs to, when she, when we're eating, oh gosh, God forbid we're eating out more. But say if, like, you know, we're out eating and it's good food, my mom eats so much pizza. But she gets full, as soon as she's full, she just see her lean towards the table. Like, both of her arms are, like just there. She's like, okay, I need to lay down now. Like, we're all here. You can't just get, like, you know, she's okay, I need to lay down. I need to lay down. Go to the side, or go to the right. Okay, I gotta go right now. I gotta go find. Is there a couch anywhere? Is there, like, you know, she just would have to go lay down.
Yeah.
Just because
yeah.
Cold, tired, and ready to go to sleep. Just like that. Like, so quick.
Yeah.
Like, it would take 2 seconds. Oh, my God. With your, what? Oh, which one was that? I forget. With the wrong arm, that was going grabby. Was it? I think it was your grandfather. It was Nana's daddy. Did your dad used to tickle everyone?
Yes.
Or who is it? Because my mom always told the story about, like, he's sitting there. Well, the reason my mom hates being tickled is because if you laugh so much, then she'll get upset because she can't laugh. She can't stop laughing. So as she's leaving, she's telling the story about when she's younger. She's trying to run across someone, one of the her uncles or her grandfather,
yeah.
I forget who, they had these long arms that would just always give a stretch across the room and tickle her, but she couldn't, and she, I guess because she's so younger, she couldn't tell them to stop, so now growing older, she does not like being tickled, she does not like anything like that. I don't know, I feel like it was a your dad, but I'm not sure.
I think it was Uncle Patty.
Uncle Buddy?
Yeah.
But do you know your mommy used to can't, she couldn't stand when you put your hands right underneath her arm right here?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? It was always you. Yeah. And she came out of here right in the moment. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
She's like, oh! What are you doing? I
remember that.
What? All the time. And you do it on purpose. He had naps in hell for sure. Big time.
You don't want people to put their arm, their hand underneath your arm?
It's so annoying.
That's hilarious.
That's something, yeah. Oh, boy. Some of the stuff was so crazy, you know, and so funny. She always kept you well. She always kept you well, boy. And always doing so many different things and interested in so many things.
I remember we did the studio, did the production, a production of The Wiz.
Yes.
And Gina played the scarecrow because she was all the limber one, could do splits and everything.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She played the scarecrow. You know?
What was this? Was this a recital?
This is one of the studio dance recitals. Where your brother?
Oh, because okay, was this the same one where Christy was the she? It's like the Candyman can.
Yes.
Is that one? Because Christy can't stand when he's ringing. When he's ringing, what is it? You're good, Cookie Christy. Or you're. Do you hear your mommy saying that? Real good, Cookie Christy or something. I think it came from the Candyman. Or if you remind Christy of the Candyman dance, I think I'm confusing two things. You remind Christy of the Candyman dance because she dances the Candyman can. She was she danced, I forget the way my mom described what she was wearing. the outfit, but the costume, but it was so funny because she said, yeah, don't, oh, ask Christy about that dog and you're prepared to run because she can't stand it. I don't know why, because it sounds like a nice song. But
yeah, I forget what happened to that.
I'm here and go, cookie, Christy, you know, because she, she just, I don't know where she got that from. I'm sure Christy remembers.
Yeah. I don't know. Must have been something must have gone down back then.
But it could have been the Thomason Dance Studio when we had the dance studio days also, you know. So.
Yeah, that's that's where it was.
Yeah. Portions of it.
Yeah.
That's I remember.
Yeah.
We always talk about everything. All those,
And she was doing the what? The balance beam in junior high and high school, right? For gymnastics.
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
She was always very, you know, loose. You know.
Flexible, yeah.
Yeah. Not loose, but double jointed. They used to call it. You know. You could do it. Do anything. Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna say the picture where she's doing a split on the banister. You guys said there was over the alligator pit.
Oh yes. Yep.
Yeah, she, her and the alligators, because one time they went to vacation. Nana and Pop-Pop took those guys on vacation when I was in college, and they went to an alligator farm. Your mom ever tell you about that?
That's what I remember right now.
And Pop-Pop took those guys. They went to an alligator farm, and one of the attractions at the alligator farm, you're walking through where the alligators are all out in the open, you know. They tell people to be cool.
Oh,
just, they're telling people to be cool. It's all right. Just don't really jump around alligators too much. And apparently there's one little kid kept jumping at the alligators, messing with his dad. Look, Dad. So they had this one little part where some people could go out into this little boat. They said it was a little rickety, like, rowboat. And Pop-Pop was like, yeah, we'll do that. So Nana stayed on the shore. Pop-Pop took your mom, Lisa, and Christy out in this little rickety boat with this dude in the middle of a lake full of alligators.
Oh, my God.
And they said your mom, there was a spider in the boat, and your mom was more afraid about the spider. She was like, oh, the spider. Pop-Pop had to put the hand on it and said, sit down. Don't worry about the spider. You know? Because she was getting ready to turn the boat over. Worried about the spider instead of the alligator.
I'd be the same way. I'd jump in with the alligator.
So
you know, at the zoo or somewhere at some point, maybe for a little while, and it was on her pinky finger. She has like a little a black panther actually.
Yeah.
Reached out and caught, like, you know, tried to tried to, I guess, I don't know. She was behind the cage, but she was kind of standing close to it. And it ripped, like, you know, cut her finger, and you could still see the scar right now.
Yeah.
And then also on the back, on her back, when she was in Outward Bound, she had she was sleeping in a tent, and she told me this thing like, I'm thinking two different things right now. For a boat, it's red, right, return, green.
We'll have to
still, like,
listen.
I see a red and green light. Red, right, return,
Brianna?
Or green, something like that.
Brianna?
It's the same thing with snakes. Uh-huh. If you see two different colors, like, Mom, it's like a thing that you say, like brown and brown. Brown
Brianna?
And green never mean yellow, and something is poison.
Brianna?
Something like that, yeah.
Yes.
But, one, but she hit you when you went on Outward Bound.
Yeah.
So.
We got to go, Brie. That's the end of the show. So we're gonna hang up on the show.
But we want to thank everybody for listening. As we remember, your mom, my sister, Manna's daughter, everybody's friend, superhero.
My dad's wife.
Your dad's wife. That's right, and buddy and partner. So we'll talk to everybody again next week. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Okay.
All right.
Love you. Bye-bye.
And thank you for sharing those thoughts, those remembrances.